6:49. This is 1320 WILS. So Enbridge, you know, that Canadian energy company that runs Line 5, that's the one that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. And many groups have been calling for that line to be shut down completely. They don't want oil running through there. Well, today they announced the brand new test of at least part of the line, saying that it is, quote, fit for service. This is a pressure test that was conducted. David Holtz is with us. He's the chair of the Sierra Club Michigan chapter and is one of the people for a long time now calling for Line 5 to be shut down completely. David, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, what do you make of the test results? They say that they passed this pressure test. What does that tell you?
Well, the independent engineers that we've discussed, you know, people that don't work for Enbridge, they tell us that this test would be much better if it actually tested sort of a peak event occurrence in a pipeline. In other words, this test doesn't really stress the pipeline at a point where there's a peak event where it could rupture.
What do you mean a peak event? I mean, don't they have a steady flow of oil there?
Yeah, well, there is an average flow of oil, but pressure fluctuates depending on conditions. Okay. and the amount of oil that they're pumping through. Enbridge has actually increased the amount of oil that it's putting through Line 5. And one of the things that really concerns us is that the other thing that happened in the last week or so is we discovered that folks who had been doing an examination of the pipelines under the straits mm-hmm. discovered this report came out and told us that there were large areas of this pipeline in 16 different places over many years that had been without support. Okay. One section was 286 feet, and if you think about it, that's, you know, if you were to stand that pipeline vertically, that'd be a 26-story building without any structural support. No anchors, none of that.
Now, how does that, are you saying it's been that way for, how many years has it been in the water there?
Well, Line 5's been in the water since 1953.
Okay.
And this study that came out with this report identified these sections without anchor supports in a period of time that was really from 2003 forward to about 7-8 years.
So you're saying the supports were there originally and they somehow disappeared?
Yeah, well, you know, what happens in the straits, as you might guess, is the power of the currents there, because it's like 10 times that of Niagara Falls in terms of it's like a washerboard that goes back and forth. It washes out the bottomlands, you know, where the anchors are anchored in, and it takes the anchors out.
Okay.
And so there's this constant problem of keeping this pipeline supported.
So you're saying what, the pipe is swaying back and forth on the ground there? Is that it?
Well, the pipeline is suspended over the bottom land, because the anchors are anchored to the bottom land in the straits.
Okay.
They get washed out, and the pipeline hangs there.
Has Enbridge acknowledged this is an issue?
Well, this report was done by a contractor that Enbridge was an Enbridge contractor.
Okay.
And it was only recently publicly disclosed because Senator Gary Peters had requested certain documents from Enbridge.
So you're calling, I'm guessing you're calling an Enbridge to at least put the anchors back in place, is that it?
Well, you know, they have put some of the anchors back in place, but here's the real question. What happens to a pipeline that's buffeted by currents, strong currents, over a period of years without anchors? Does it get damaged? Our engineers have looked at that, independent folks are very concerned.
There's damage to them because it's been moving back and forth. And how long are the actual solid sections of the pipe then?
Well, this pipe is supposed to have an anchor every 75 feet.
Okay.
That's a requirement of Enbridge's agreement with the state of Michigan. And what happened was there were at least 16 areas where that those anchors were not there.
And do you know how, the actual pipe, because I'm guessing they're somehow soldered together, the pieces of the pipe, is that right?
Well, the anchors are sort of bolted to the pipe and drilled into the ground and anchored into the bottom land.
Okay. David Holtz with us, chair of the Sierra Club Michigan chapter. So getting back to the Enbridge test that they released today, the pressure test, I mean, does it warrant any comfort to you at all?
Well, I have to look at the details, because the problem with most of the inspection data that we get from Enbridge is that it really is Enbridge's analysis of the results. And so what we do is we take the data that we can get from Enbridge, mm-hmm. and then we hand it over to scientists who, you know, are independent. You know, they aren't on Enbridge's payroll. And we ask them to look at it. And that's what we'll do with this.
Okay. So far, has there been any leak at all on Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac?
There have been at least 29 leaks in Line 5 that have been reported to the federal government.
Okay, but not in the Straits, right?
Not underneath the Straits of Mackinac that we're aware of.
Okay.
But it's the same pipeline. You know, it's all was built and laid in 1953. And it's interesting, you know, when they built this pipeline, it was kind of a big engineering feat. And they called it, when they laid that pipeline in the Straits, the Big Pull, because they just pulled that pipeline across the Straits 5 miles. So it was quite a big deal in 1953 when they put that pipeline in. Of course, in 1953, we knew less about, you know, the currents in the Straits and the effect of corrosion on pipelines and a whole lot of other things that we know now.
Okay. So is there anything Enbridge can do to secure the line, to improve the pipes, that would satisfy you?
Well, the only thing that we can, you know, our top priority is protecting the Great Lakes from an oil spill. And, you know, we look at all the alternatives, and the only alternatives that actually protects the Great Lakes from oil spill, because all oil pipelines leak, is not to have oil pipelines in the Great Lakes. And that's one of the alternatives that is being studied by the state and will be disclosed publicly in July. Mm-hmm. And there will be a public comment period for people to be able to weigh in on that. So we're really focused on decommissioning Line 5.
Okay. And this, do we have any other examples of pipes like this in an area of water similar to the Straits of Mackinac that have failed anywhere?
Well, just a little over a year ago, there was a pipeline through the Yellowstone River that failed. But most, you know, part of the problem is most pipelines are not in freshwater environments. Mm-hmm. And so even when you look at oil spill recovery and all the technology that's been developed for, you know, that, it doesn't really work as well with freshwater environments because there just aren't that many oil pipelines that go through, you know, places like the Great Lakes. And when you have the Great Lakes, which is 20% of the world's fresh water, you know, you want top-notch, you know, oil spill recovery. We don't have that. The Coast Guard tells us that.
Yeah, when you compare an oil spill in the ocean and salt water versus an oil spill that might occur in the Great Lakes, how much more damaging would it be in the Great Lakes then?
Well, I'll give you an example. Like in an oil spill in a saltwater environment, they develop these microbes that eat the oil, and they deploy these microbes, and they have an oil spill recovery based on that kind of technology and others. There is no technology for the freshwater on oil spill recovery like microbe-eating oil. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Coast Guard in 2013 tried, you know, up in the Straits, demonstrated, you know, made a call for different companies to come and demonstrate their technology for oil spill recovery, and it didn't really go well. Mm-hmm. You know, the underwater remote vehicle they deployed sunk to the bottom because it wasn't buoyant enough. The aerostat balloon, which was supposed to give them the landscape vision of the spill through the Straits, mm-hmm. wouldn't go afloat because it was too cold for an aerostat balloon. Even the warming tent set up by the Salvation Army blew over, wow. and the first responders weren't able to keep warm. So it's a tough thing.
To deal with an oil spill. So one last thing, when you look at a potential spill, be realistic with me. How close would you say we are right now to a spill actually happening on that piece of pipe under the Straits?
Well, the engineers and the scientists that we've talked to who are independent from Enbridge say it could happen at any time because it's 64 years old. the structural integrity of the pipelines in question. It's weighted by all these invasive mussels, and the currents in the straits, create conditions that aren't good for maintaining structural integrity of the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So it could happen any time. You can't predict when.
Right.
We can only say it could happen any time.
David Holtz, chair of the Sierra Club Michigan chapter right here on WILS. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Yep, that is it for us tonight. We're back tomorrow. Good night.